Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. Welcome to today's video where I'm going to teach you about what products you do not want to dropship. All right, these are really important things to know if you want to make money with dropshipping and you want to be successful in the long run. It all starts with your niche selection, your product selection, your categories, and of course then your suppliers and so on and so forth. I'm getting into a lot of good content in this video. I'm going to talk about some of the common characteristics of difficult and advanced products to dropship. And if you stay till the end, you'll get some awesome freebies that are very exclusive, so make sure you stay till the end. Let's get into the video. All right guys, so let's talk about a little bit of a disclaimer before I get started with these characteristics, and that is these are all gonna be high ticket dropshipping products. Now the reason why is because I only do high ticket dropshipping myself. I also dropship low ticket products, but they aren't front end products. I'll talk more about that later. But the main thing is that high ticket products, of course, come with a higher price tag, a higher profit margin per sale, which allows for paid advertising to be done very profitably. And so with that said, if you're interested in high ticket dropshipping, you get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches, and the link is below in the description. Let's get into the video. So what are some very difficult products to dropship? Some characteristics of these products are, number one, big and bulky products that require LTL freight shipping. If you don't know, LTL stands for less than truckload. It's where a trucking company comes and picks up a product from a warehouse, usually palletized, and loads it onto a truck along with a bunch of other palletized products from other companies, and then goes and stores them at a central warehouse, and then loads them up on a local delivery truck, and then delivers it to either the business or the residents or the government institution that they're going to. Big bulky products that require LTL freight shipping require a lot more paperwork and a lot more back and forth between you, the supplier, and the customer. So if you're just getting started with dropshipping, this whole process might seem kind of overwhelming. There are some companies that can help, like freight forwarder apps like Freight Club, which I use and recommend. But for the most part, you should probably steer away from these types of products when you first get started. At the end of the video, I'll be going over examples of each of these types of characteristics so that you know which products to avoid. So make sure you stay till the end. Number two, products that are mostly bought by commercial businesses or government institutions, because you're gonna be dealing with a lot of purchase orders, which can make cash flow really difficult, okay? Commercial businesses, big commercial businesses, and government institutions alike, like the military, schools, things like that, they often will buy on credit, but not with a credit card. They'll expect you to provide the service of allowing them to send you a purchase order and then billing them 30, 60, or 90 days later, and then they would pay you either via a check or a wire transfer. Okay, a lot of these places, especially government institutions, work this way. And if you don't have enough cash flow up front to cover the upfront cost of the product until you get paid that 30, 60, or 90 days later, then it's gonna be very difficult for you to run a business in a niche like that. So be very careful. All right, number three. Products that don't have any USA-based manufacturer suppliers that do drop shipping for online-only stores that don't hold inventory. Okay, we're a very specific type of business when we're doing drop shipping only. You're an online-only store, meaning you do not have a storefront or a warehouse somewhere, and you don't hold inventory. Okay, if you think about it, a lot of online businesses these days actually do have warehouses and do hold some inventory. They might not stock every product on their online store, but they may stock their best sellers or even just private label lines of products. Okay, some people go the fulfillment by Amazon route and use Amazon as their fulfillment warehouse, and they sell products on Amazon and on their own Shopify store. That's one way you can do it. But specifically, you don't want to start working in a niche that where you only happen to find USA. You happen to find suppliers that are not based in the USA, that are Chinese based, or they are based in the USA, but they're distributors, they're not manufacturers. There's a big difference. So number one is that you do not want to drop ship high ticket products from China. In fact, you don't really want to drop ship anything from China. And the reason is you do not have any warranty or any guarantee to fall back on. That supplier could just disappear on you, okay? If you dropship something from China, you're also dealing with a lot of paperwork and delays. Your product may not show up for weeks, and the customer could file a chargeback because of that. It might be very difficult for you to get tracking updates. Your customer will get upset about that. Okay, so I do not dropship from China, and I do not recommend you do as well. A lot of people talk about starting with dropshipping from China, like using AliExpress or Burlo to source their products, and that it can be scaled quite high. But there's a lot of drawbacks to that, and it's definitely not a sustainable supplier source. What you should be doing is, one, finding USA-based manufacturer suppliers, or two, if you want to go the route of going to China, private label something and order it in bulk and store it in your own fulfillment warehouse in the US and then have it shipped to the customer from there. Okay, because then you control the process, you become the supplier, and you can also make a lot more profits that way and build a brand name. Okay, I don't really do that yet. I haven't found the need to, although I know it is something that is possible to grow into once you start building a big business. So I am looking into doing that in 2021. All right, the next thing is that with distributors, specifically, especially with high ticket products, usually the margins are really slim. There are some specific cases where manufacturers go through distributors and they can still offer a good margin, but there's very few cases. And a lot of the distributors you'll find up front just by searching Google for dropshippers are going to give you products that are kind of mid-priced and very low margins. They might tell you up front you can get a high margin, but you actually can't sell it for the price they're telling you can sell it for, because you're going to have to offer discounts and free gifts and pay a merchant processing fee. And after all that is said and done, your profit margins will be very slim. Okay, we only work with suppliers that offer products that are available $500 and up, and with a profit margin that's a minimum of 15% to 20%. If the profit margin is lower and the price point is lower than that, I don't even onboard them into any of my stores. It's not worth it. Okay, I need that minimum profit margin per sale so that I can drive paid ads to the store profitably. So I recommend you stay away from any suppliers that are outside the US and distributors, unless you can find manufacturers that actually work with distributors to sell their products and still give you a healthy profit margin. Okay, number four, advanced products to dropship and their characteristics. And this is the next section where I'm gonna talk about, these aren't necessarily difficult, but these are just bad ideas. Some of them are difficult, and these are going to require some advanced e-commerce knowledge, okay? If you're just a beginner starting out, these are gonna be very difficult to deal with. Number one characteristic is products that have a ton of variants. Variants mean different versions of the product, size, color, you know, types of the product, whatever that is. A product with a ton of different variants or different variant option sets, it's gonna be very difficult to even set up your website to sell it in the first place, much less understand it and understand the pricing behind it and be able to sell it, say, over the phone when somebody calls you asking for it. It also is quite common when somebody wants something customized, which I'm gonna get into a little bit now, a little bit later here. Number two, dangerous products. Okay, these can flag your account with Shopify payments and Stripe and Google Merchant Center as they all see products in those categories as very high risk. You know, anything related to fire or anything related to dangerous weapons, things like that. We'll get into more examples later. But those things are known as dangerous products. You can actually search in Google, you know, what are products that are not allowed to be sold on Google Shopping, and you'll find a whole list of those, some of which include weapons like guns and knives and things like that. You should never try to sell those because you're not going to be able to advertise them. All right, if you already have a brick and mortar store, or you already have a big community of some sort online, like a forum or a blog with a lot of traffic in a niche like that, then yeah, sure, maybe you can, because you can get traffic from other sources. But if you're a beginner just starting out, you don't have that, so you need to utilize Google Ads. It's one of the only best ways to get traffic. Facebook ads too, but Facebook also has a lot of parameters to what you can and can't sell and advertise on their platform. So stay away from dangerous products when you're first getting started. Number three, customizable products. I was just talking about this earlier with the variants, but customizable even goes beyond variants, meaning if somebody can add something special to the product, or, you know, maybe there's just tons of different options that they can choose from when they buy it. So anything that is from a supplier that has to be customized in order to bot, it's a bit more difficult to sell and to set up your website, and I don't recommend doing it. Okay, number four, custom order products that take more than 1 to 2 weeks to deliver, also quite a bad idea. Only because it's the same issue you had with the Chinese suppliers, is that somebody orders it, and what if they decide to cancel or they no longer need it 3 to 4 weeks later? You have to go through a whole dispute process with the customer, and there's a lot of pain and hassle involved in that. You know, products that end up getting pushed back, and you know, they're initially 2 weeks out, and then something happened, now they're 3 and 4, 5 or 6 weeks out. Those orders can, you know, cause a lot of problems. So I don't recommend selling those products upfront when you first get started, more advanced. All right, next thing is products with a lot of color options. You know, this isn't such a big deal, but when it comes to customer color preference, color is actually one of those things people are really picky about. All right, so if your product has like 5 or 10 different colors available for it, you'll find that when one goes out of stock and somebody buys it, or they buy it and it just happens that it's out of stock when they bought it, you are gonna deal with an angry customer, more so than if it was something else. But with color, people can get really upset. It's really weird, but it's a very emotional thing. So just keep that in mind. Products with a lot of color options are very annoying to sell, okay? Let's just put it that way. Number six, avoid trending products in new industries. I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive because you want to catch on to a trend, but the problem is if you go with a trend in a new industry, it hasn't been proven to sell consistently. Okay, so you don't know if it's going to be just a fad and then, you know, something's going to happen and it's going to fall out of popularity really quickly. A few years back, I remember this whole thing about these hoverboards and new technology, and they sold like crazy. But then there was a big issue with the batteries lighting on fire, and so Amazon stopped selling them, and basically all the sales, you know, dried up for a little while there. I think they're still selling, but not in the quantity, you know, they used to be. Okay, so you have to be careful with that. And if you're always looking for the next trending product, that can become a very laborious process unless you have a whole team behind you to help you do it with the process and everything like that set up, which beginners usually don't have. So avoid trending niches, okay? Because it's quick to burn out. Number seven, anything with mechanical or electronic parts that can easily break or stop working, that's a huge hassle when you're first beginning, especially if you don't have a ton of cash flow, because customers that get these mechanical and electronic products might end up having to return them or get replacement parts, and they might get upset and file chargebacks. So it's a lot of issues you have to deal with. If you don't have the cash flow up front, if you don't have systems in place and a team to deal with it for you, it can become a nightmare to deal with those types of things. So definitely don't get into that if it's your first store or something like that. Number eight, any products that require help to assemble them or install by a contractor can be quite difficult to deal with, okay? Because just you have to kind of help that customer. I mean, you could tell them, hey, just go find a contractor, and you know, I've done that before. But the main thing is that if it requires a contractor to install it, it becomes more of a hassle for your customer. You're gonna have to set up a more fluid site and put more into your site, right? So it's probably just not something you wanna start with. Maybe later on when you're more advanced, you can move into that. Okay, number nine, any products that may require after sale service support is what I meant to say. So if this product might require service the next 6 months to a year in order to keep it working, and there's not some sort of a mobile service support network set up to service the product at the client's home, right, then it's gonna be difficult for you to deal with later on. So some niches have this, some don't, but if there is anything that might require service that is not, you know, available at their home, right? They have to take it to a service center to get fixed or something like that later on. This is something that is gonna be more advanced and difficult to deal with. And you can set up your website and just learn how to do it and stuff like that, or you can just avoid it. It's up to you. Number 10, anything that is delicate and can break easily in shipment. Okay, you know, anything like lighting, for instance, light bulbs, you know, anything that's very delicate, chandelier would be an example. It's one of my examples I'm going to talk about later on. But delicate things that break easily in shipment, you know, can result in shipping damage very easily, lots of returns, and you know, you're going to have to pay for return shipping sometimes. It sucks. So probably not get into that until you have the cash flow to support a business like that. Okay, 11, any product in a highly competitive market. You have to do your research, find competitors. How many competitors are there selling the same product? Okay, if there's more than 5 or more than 10, it's probably highly competitive. If you can check out their websites and see if they're offering discount codes and free gifts and have really good descriptions and sales pages and various offers and stuff like that, you might end up learning that they can even get special pricing from their supplier because they sell so many. So highly competitive markets are very difficult to break into. It's not that it can't be done, it's just that it requires a more advanced e-commerce professional to do it. Number 12, any product with very low keyword search volume, you should probably avoid that if you're a beginner, just because you're not gonna get any results. Okay, if it has a really high search volume, you can throw up any website and throw ads to it and you'll get traffic for it. You might make a sale. But if it has really low search volume, then even if you throw up a website and put traffic at it and ads, there's just hardly anybody looking for it. So you might not even get any sales. It's just the unfortunate thing. So, keyword search volume should probably look in the 50,000 or above range. If it's below that, you probably want to build a site with multiple categories so that you can drive traffic into multiple categories to get a site that has above that much search volume potential per month. All right, now let's talk about some examples. Now, these examples are ones I've personally sold, and I really just want you guys to understand that it's not that you can't sell them, it's that it's difficult and it takes more advanced skills and a team to be able to do this consistently and professionally. Okay, you'll look like an amateur if you don't have things set up and processes and systems in place and people to do that for you. And if you get stressed out and stuff like that, you might end up having a nightmare and just never wanting to do this again. So you have to understand these e-commerce businesses are serious businesses and you have to take them seriously. So let's show some examples. For the big, large, bulky products example, an example is a big gun safe. Gun safes can weigh 500 pounds or more, and they can be extremely large. This one also works for the customizations category, is that some of these gun safes have tons of little tiny details about them and can be customized like crazy. So it's quite a hassle, especially if you actually want to build a website that can take that order passively. Okay, and then the price point's very high on these things. Of course, you'll need a lot of cash flow. And one thing I discovered in that market as well is that some of the suppliers don't even want to take credit cards. Okay, they want you to pay them via wire transfers, which can be very expensive, depending on the bank you work with. So at any rate, it's an interesting market to get into. It's not that it can't be done. There's also very highly competitive market. Pick and choose that one wisely if you want to get into it or not, okay? Another example is any kind of large warehouse equipment, something that's extremely big and bulky and really requires like a LTL freight shipment to carry it to the customer. These things require a bunch of paperwork, customizations, custom orders, things like that. You might be selling to businesses, government institutions that require purchase orders, things like that. So these types of niches can be quite complicated to deal with. Number two. Any kind of restaurant equipment, coffee shop equipment, or bar equipment, you're selling these big bulky products that are complicated to businesses. So it's like multiple layers of complications and things that are more advanced and difficult to deal with, especially for a beginner. If you're just starting out, it's just you running the site, probably recommend staying away from stuff like that. If you do want to take on one of these difficult and advanced niches, go for it, but just know what you're getting yourself into and be prepared, okay? Next one, any kind of large sports training equipment for team sports, like baseball equipment, football equipment, volleyball equipment, things that they would have at a college, for instance, or a high school. So these things, first of all, they're big, they're heavy. Oftentimes they'll require some kind of freight shipment. Some of them aren't as big and heavy, they are being sold to government institutions, okay? Mainly schools, right? And sometimes the military. They often will require you to accept a purchase order, and purchase orders can start adding up a lot, and you can wind up with a huge amount of purchase orders on your plate that are basically money you have not taken into your business yet. It's money you've paid out to your supplier that you have not received from your customer. And so, being that what it is, if you don't have the cash flow to cover that, it can be very difficult. Next one is 3D printers and drones. This is an example of a niche that you would have to get from China. The suppliers in the US might be available through distributors with low profit margins, or they have to require you to have a brick and mortar store, okay? So also 3D printers and drones, things like that, they're trending and they're kind of new. So they're not really like long-term established niches. So you gotta be careful with things like this, okay? Number five, trolling motors and inflatable boats are things I have found that I could only get through distributors. Some manufacturers offer them, but not at competitive pricing, and it's very difficult to get started without a brick and mortar store. Anything related to boating is quite difficult to get into and be profitable about, have a profitable business, so be careful with that. Number six, going along the lines of the dangerous product, but also, you know, big and bulky and hard to install and all that. Electric fireplaces or anything related to fire can be quite dangerous, and also hard to install and figure out. Okay, so while they may be profitable, they're definitely not just like a little consumer appliance. It's kind of a big thing that you have to plug into the wall or something, you know, and install and stuff. So it's quite complicated. So the thing about fire, anything related to fire, is that you can get flagged by Shopify payments and Stripe, and even if you do get approved, you're going to pay in a higher percentage. So it's a difficult niche to get into. Okay, and let's talk about weapons a little bit more. Knives, like bow and arrow, that kind of stuff. Anything related to hunting besides just like really simple gear can be quite dangerous to get into. So you have to be very careful and walk a fine line there, okay? Number eight, any kind of electric vehicle, like an electric scooter or bicycle, all-terrain vehicle, go-karts, any other type of vehicle, like it's just a terrible idea for a beginner to get into, because you're dealing with really complicated products. Often you're dealing with LTL freight shipping, and so when you have customers that get these products, sometimes they need service, they have nowhere to go for it, they get a lot of shipping damage, you know, there's huge amounts of stock outs and stuff all the time. There's color differences. There's all sorts of reasons why this niche is actually quite bad for beginners. And sometimes people think that they want to get into it as a beginner, but they realize after they get into it how much of a pain in the butt it is to actually run a business in that niche. So be very careful. I usually recommend people do not get into that niche or any type of product like that. Number nine is stand-up paddle boards. It's used as an example by Colin. You do not want to sell these things. Honestly, it's because they're huge, okay? These things are gigantic, and even though they're really simple, they cost a lot to ship, and the margins are quite low. It doesn't really make sense to sell online. And on top of that, keyword search volume is quite low for these products, so you won't even get that many sales. If you really want to do something with stand-up paddle boarding, maybe you can do an affiliate site or something like that. Number 10 is a good example of the delicacy one that I already brought up earlier, but delicate products like chandeliers and lighting, anything like that, is actually quite a bad idea for a beginner, because you're going to deal with a lot of shipping damage, a lot of maybe, you know, upset customers because they wanted to get it for a project that is a limited time thing and needs to be done now. All right, guys, so I hope you enjoyed this list, and just keep in mind that if you do want to get started, it's not like it's impossible. In one of these niches, you can do it. You just have to be careful. You have to know what you're getting yourself into and be prepared and have a good mindset that you're going to be persistent in the face of you know, any kind of difficulty that you encounter along the way, okay? And just keep it with you the whole time, that it really, success in this business depends on persistence and determination more than anything else, okay? You can learn anything and you can get through anything. If you make a mistake, just learn from that so you don't make the same mistake again, and then you'll get better for the next time, okay? All right, so if you haven't yet already, definitely follow us on Instagram at eCommerce Paradise. This is a great way to keep up to date with what we're doing, and you'll get all sorts of great content delivered to your feed. So definitely follow us on Instagram and get your free 99 niches list of all these different products that do work really well with dropshipping for high ticket at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And also you can get a free dropshipping mini course at ecommerceparadise.com/mini course. This is three lessons that will teach you the most important things you need to know about high ticket dropshipping before you get started. Okay. And lastly, you can get our entire list of recommended resources for e-commerce businesses, so you know exactly the type of software and services we use to run our stores. This can give you a huge head start. So go to ecommerceparadise.com/resources and sign up to get that list yourself today. And then check your email, and you'll get a lot of more free offers and value delivered to you there. Okay, definitely hit that subscribe button. If you like what you saw, hit the like button, and I look forward to helping you become more successful with dropshipping and high-ticket dropshipping this year. Take care.